Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of Phillies Today. And boy, we are ever so close to opening day. 4 days away. Well, I'm recording this Sunday night, so is it five? No, it's 4 days away. The 28th, you got it, Thursday, 3:05 against the Braves. I cannot wait. This team is ready to do something this year. I can feel it. I cannot wait. And we're right there, which means we're going to do a little spring training wrap-up today, give you some of my observations, some of my takeaways, all that good stuff on today's show. Taiwan Walker's injury, what does that mean for the Phils rotation? What does it mean for the Phils and Jordan Montgomery potentially? There are reports out there. We're going to get to those reports in a moment, and then we'll update you on some injuries and moves that relate to the Phillies opening day roster. Again, we're only a couple days away. I cannot wait. Thursday, can't wait. I'll be recording a show right before that. So, and that's pretty much today's show. So, topic number one here, and I had a take on this before these reports came out. I had a take that the Phillies needed to get Jordan Montgomery, considering how we saw Blake Snell get a two-year deal, Matt Chapman get a couple of a year's deal, Bellinger, what was that, 3 years, I believe. These Boers clients, I mean, J.D. Martinez just got 1 year, $12 million. I was ready to say we needed to get Jordan Montgomery, especially with the news on Taiwan Walker. If it's only a 1 or 2 year deal, my gosh, even with Taiwan Walker healthy, I was down for Jordan Montgomery. But there has been a twist of a little turn of events here. According to Jim Bowden on Twitter, I believe he is Jim is the CBS Sports MLB analyst and insider. Very well-known reporter around Major League Baseball. He claims that Jordan Montgomery has two teams offering him long-term contracts, and his market has finally hit. It's getting competitive. Four playoff teams, Arizona, Philadelphia, Yankees, and Houston, lost significant starters to injuries. Red Sox, Yankees are still involved to some degree. I don't know what that means. I don't know if he says playoff teams, Arizona, Phillies, Yankees, Astros lost significant starts. I don't know if that means that they're the ones in. I don't know what that means. He just said those playoff teams are. But either way, I see the two words long-term to go along with contracts, and that is competitive. His market's finally hit. Of course. You know why? Because these teams need, and I get why he put that there, but still. I'm going to be real. This is where I'm at with Jordan Montgomery, and it's a shame that Taiwan Walker, with this injury, is not going to, with the right shoulder impingement, is not going to be ready. He's going to start the season on 15-day IL. The max I'm going for Jordan Montgomery here is 4 years. If we get into the 5 years and more, I do not want Jordan Montgomery. I am out on Jordan Montgomery if it's anything more than 4 years. He's 31 years old. I can deal with having him until 35. I don't want to go past that. You're already tied to Taiwan Walker for the next couple of years. He's $18 million a year. You're already tied into Aaron Nola with the long-term extension. You're tied the next couple of years to Zach Wheeler with a lot of money there. I know there's no salary cap, but I'd rather potentially make a trade at the deadline if we need another arm. You know, Shane Bieber will be out there. I don't know if that, you know, might mean we have to give up prospects. I don't know, but if it means we have to go for the World Series, might have to do it. Maybe. But I'm out on Montgomery giving him more than 4 years because I think he's a good pitcher. I don't think he's a great pitcher. I think he's a good pitcher who was a big contributor to the Rangers after being dealt the deadline last year. I am not in on Montgomery for if it's more than 4 years. 4 years and less? Oh, absolutely. Dombrowski should be on the phone telling what with the news on Taiwan Walker. I'm not feeling great about Spencer Turnbull as the number five in the rotation. I mean, who knows what he could do? I mean, he's thrown a no-hitter in the past. But so did Michael Lorenzen. So, you know, another thing, like, I wouldn't be completely against it if the Phillies did it for more than 4 years. Wouldn't be completely against it. But I'd rather be in on Montgomery if it's more than 4 years. So what does it mean for Taiwan Walker in the rotation? This means more weight on Ranger Suarez, Christopher Sanchez. Look, I trust Ranger. I actually trust Ranger for sure, especially after the spring he's had. I trust Ranger Suarez. I'm interested to see what Christopher Sanchez can do. On the other hand, I'm interested. I'm not like completely sold on Christopher Sanchez yet because he hasn't even done it. Like, he had a great season last year, but only did it in 20 games. What can he do in 30 starts? Has not looked good in spring. I know you take it with a grain of salt spring, but Christopher Sanchez isn't a proven guy. So there's going to be more weight on Christopher Sanchez now with the news of Taiwan Walker. There's going to be more weight on Christopher Sanchez. So now you have Spencer Turnbull. He's slotted as your number five. And that also means not just more weight on Ranger and Sanchez, more workload onto the bullpen. And look, Matt Strom did what he did last year when Ranger was hurt. And he came in and was really the Swiss Army knife for that team last year. I still think he's really an underrated piece of this team. But more workload onto the bullpen. You know, look to Matt Strom to be, you know, a guy in the middle innings and being the long man and, you know, maybe pitching a couple of innings. Not that he wasn't going to do that already, but maybe he'll be looked to do it more. You know, it's going to be tough. And Dylan Covey, he's supposed to be one of the long men, I believe. He's hurt right now. He's starting the season on the IL. So this, let's get Taiwan Walker back. Jordan Montgomery, it's a shame that these reports have come out that the market is heated up because, man, I was ready to get Jordan Montgomery. I was ready to say, Dombrowski, let's do it. But it makes sense. There's teams in need. So we're going to see. But very intrigued, and it sounds like I believe I read that Montgomery's probably going to have a deal within this week, by the end of the week. So, I mean, the season starts this week. So there you go. So let me know your thoughts. Are you in on Jordan Montgomery still? Do you not care how long it is? Do you not care how long the deal is? I know you're out there that you just want Montgomery no matter what. You don't care if they give him a 10-year deal. At @Rojas_media_ on Twitter. Let me know your thoughts there. So, since we are pretty much coming close to spring training, I want to do a season preview on Thursday. We're going to do expectations, all that fun stuff. Season preview will be on Thursday. But today, let's wrap up spring training. Let's wrap it up. Takeaways, observations, etc. from the entirety of spring training. So, number one, my number one takeaway from spring training, well, not number one, these aren't ranked, but these are just, I just listed my takeaways here. And number one, Ranger Suarez, mentioned him before. Ranger Suarez has looked great through four starts this spring, 15 innings, 16 strikeouts, a 0.00 ERA. He has been flawless. And I think it's important because, again, grain of salt. I've said that a million times. I got to stop saying it, but I'm not going to be saying it a lot because spring training is about to end. Grain of salt. Looks like I think Ranger is ready to have a good season.
I want him to be what he was a couple of years ago, and then some. He had a good season in 2022, but I want him to be even better than he was and really solidify himself as a really good number three in Major League Baseball. So it's a good start to see Ranger pitching well this spring training, literally. No runs given up. My second takeaway, Zach Wheeler has a new pitch. My gosh, we've talked about it already. His splitter, I was just watching clips on Twitter. His splitter, it just looks disgusting, and it's not even season form yet. I mean, I'm excited. This could really mean, like Zach Wheeler said himself, he thinks this is the pitch that can win him the Cy Young. And I wouldn't be surprised if he did. I mean, the guy's going to pitch on opening day this year. He's been one of the best pitchers in baseball. Gets his extension. Would it not be the icing on the cake for Zach Wheeler to win a Cy Young this year? Obviously, we want the World Series, team-wise, but individual? I mean, for him to win a Cy Young this year would just be the icing on the cake of the last, you know, really the last 3 to 4 years. It really would be 4 years, right? So what would that be like? That would be just awesome if Wheeler won the Cy Young this year, but he's looked good this spring, and that splitter has really made him. oh, gosh, Zach Wheeler, I cannot wait this year. Next, another pitcher, a little younger, not established, not even pitched in the big leagues yet. Mick Abel has looked good. I know he's only thrown a couple of innings this spring, but he looked good in the spring breakout, and boy, his stuff looks good. It's exciting, you know, being a young hurler for this organization. We haven't, unfortunately, we haven't had a lot to come through this organization, you know, save for Cole Hamels and Aaron Nola. We haven't really had much homegrown talent as far as pitching goes to be excited about. And Mick Abel, he looks good, and they're, you know, they think that he can at some point, maybe late in the season, can help this major league club out at some point. So, Mick Abel, from the couple of things of work that I've seen from him this March.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Excited. Very, very, very excited to see what Mick Abel can do potentially, you know, for this ball club this year at some point. And I'm really going to be, we're all going to be monitoring what he's going to do in the minors up until that point, potentially. Next takeaway, Jeff Hoffman, great spring. Through 8 appearances, almost 8 innings pitched, 5 hits, 10 strikeouts, no runs given up. He's looked good, and he's really, look, he's taking that momentum from last season. Hopefully he can be the same guy that he was last year, or at least close to it, at least close to it. Because that's what the Phillies are looking for out of him this year, man. That's why they were. This is part of why they were. We're going to get to it in a little bit. Voted number one bullpen on MLB.com. Imagine that. One of the worst bullpens of all time, literally, like 4 seasons ago. And now
CorytonLV.com, number one bullpen in baseball. I don't know how much I believe it, but they're definitely a top bullpen in baseball. And Jeff Hoffman was one of the reasons last season, and he's looking to be the same guy, or at least close to it, this upcoming season. So Jeff Hoffman has looked great this spring. Next, the newest Philadelphia Philly, or one of the newest, you know, the newest notable guy, Whit Merrifield has had a phenomenal spring. In 41 at-bats, a .390 average, OPS over 1,100, 16 hits, a couple of homers, 7 RBIs. He's been great this spring, and he looks like he's going to be a perfect fit for this club, an absolutely perfect fit. As a utility guy, able to play the outfield, able to play the infield, literally play every single position except catcher and pitcher, obviously. And I'm excited. Look, I know guys can have good springs. Look, Trey Turner had a great World Baseball Classic, last year. But it doesn't hurt to see a guy absolutely mashing in the spring, you know, being the newest Phil. I'm excited. Matt Strom's supposed to be the Swiss Army knife of the bullpen and rotation, technically. Whit Merrifield's supposed to be the Swiss Army knife of the offensive side of the baseball. So there you go. Whit Merrifield having a great spring. Very excited with Whit, the way he's hit this spring. On the kind of the downside, didn't see much Justin Crawford this spring. I mean, when we did in spring breakout, he was great, and we saw in literally two plate appearances what he can do. I mean, he had that bunt down the third baseline and ended up stealing second base, ended up scoring a run from Aiden Miller, bringing him in. Justin Crawford, didn't see much of him this spring. Didn't see much. I wish we could have saw a little more of him. He had one plate appearance, you know, besides that spring breakout. We just haven't seen much of him. I was hoping we'd see a little more of him, but Justin Crawford, didn't see enough of Crawford. I would have loved to have seen Justin Crawford just a little more. But we did not see much of the young top prospect for the Phils. Last thing here, kind of a negative, but looks like he's going to be the opening day center fielder for the Phils. Johan Rojas had a rough spring, and he was someone we were all monitoring, this past March. And 53 at-bats, a .170 average, .200 on base, .264 slug. He had 9 hits, no homers, 9 strikeouts. Had a bad spring, but according to Rob Thompson, according to the staff for the Phils, they like that. There's some things that they've seen that they like. They say he's working hard. I mean, look, we saw the pictures and videos of him working out. I mean, he's this past offseason, he looks ripped. Looks like he's putting on some muscle. The guy's still got to hit a little bit. Okay, I mean, I don't want him hitting .170. He's not Kyle Schwarber. He's not hitting 45 homers and still having a .350 on base. He's not Kyle Schwarber. Look, his glove, elite, above average, but I'm interested to see what he's going to do to start the season. What are they going to do with him if he's hitting under .200? I mean, you'd like for him to at least hit .230, .240, and, you know, he'll play elite defense, and that's what they want him for, especially how good the lineup is. But I don't know. I don't want to say skeptical. I don't know how I feel about Johan Rojas yet. I'm interested. I will say I'm interested. I'll say I'm intrigued because I want to see what he's going to do in the majors. He's such an amazing player to watch defensively. What's he going to do offensively come the start of the season? What are they going to do with Christian Pache? I mean, he's on the roster, especially with the news of Jake Cave that I'll get to in a second. They traded Jake Cave, so we'll see what they do with Rojas and Pache, how they kind of split them up. But Johan Rojas with the rough spring, but hopefully just, he'll learn, not even learn, he'll just progress, you know, during the regular season. But I don't know, man. Between last postseason and this spring, not great. All right, injuries and moves. Some important things to get to here. Usually I just kind of run through injuries and moves, and it doesn't really mean anything because there's some things that it's like, or whatever. Not whatever, but you know what I mean. So number one, Cody Clemens optioned to minors, which means
Looks like Johan Rojas, Christian Pache will both be on the opening day roster, especially after that. And Jake Cave has been traded to the Rockies for cash considerations. Actually had a pretty good spring. But it looks like they want Johan Rojas and Christian Pache to both be on the opening day roster. So Cody Clemens optioned to the minors. Jake Cave traded to the Rockies for cash considerations. Johan Rojas, Christian Pache will both be on the opening day roster. Some more news. Matt Strom extended $7.5 million through the 2025 season. It's a one-year deal worth $7.5 million through the 2025 season. I like it. I like it. He's not super old, not super young, right in the prime of his career. I think he's an important piece for this bullpen as a long man. I think he's underrated. I think what he can do for this team, just underrated. That's kind of how I feel about Matt Strom. He's just underrated. So I like it. I like what they did, giving Matt Strom this extension because he was going to be a free agent after this upcoming season, after the World Series. So the Phillies extend Matt Strom $7.5 million through the 2025 season. Orion Kerkering, I think he's going to be an important piece potentially. I mean, I feel like there's like all of these guys are important pieces for the bullpen. But Orion Kerkering will be open the season on the 15-day injured list. He's had an illness since like March 1st. So Kerkering will open season on 15-day IL. Dylan Covey, another guy who I had a good second half last year. He's going to open the season on the injured list. He's got some right shoulder tightness. So Dylan Covey, he's going to open the season on the IL. Would like to get him back, as soon as possible to kind of solidify this well-rounded bullpen. So Dylan Covey opening the season on the injured list. A couple more. Michael Rucker has an issue with his right middle finger. It's expected return date, TBD. According to Phillies.com, he has not pitched since March 1st because of numbness in his middle finger. The Phillies said it's not a nerve issue or thoracic outlet syndrome. Last one here. Rafael Marchand will open season on injured list because of a back injury. So hopefully Rafael Marchand can get back soon and have a speedy recovery there. So that's what we got for you, injuries and moves for your fightins as we head into the regular season. Around Major League Baseball, I have a couple of things for you. I kind of mentioned this before, but the Phils voted number one bullpen by MLB.com. How about that? They were voted number one. Number two came in with the Atlanta Braves. Three, Pittsburgh, the Pirates. Number four, the Astros. And five, the Tampa Bay Rays. So those were your top five bullpens. Phils number one, man. Interesting. Rockies gave a seven-year extension for young player Ezekiel Tovar. $63.5 million can earn a total of $84 million if his option is exercised. So $63.5 million over 7 years, an extension for Ezekiel Tovar. Rockies really like him. Lastly here, I mean, this is going to be interesting. The whole Shohei Ohtani stuff. I haven't even talked about the Ohtani stuff, right? Did I talk about it? Yeah, I did talk about it on the last episode. Ohtani is expected to speak to the media tomorrow. Boy, we're all going to be watching. We're all going to be listening. This is a very interesting story. Kind of the wildest stories, one of the wildest sports stories that I can remember. I mean, it came out that his interpreter, like the Angels media guide from like couple of years ago, said that he went to UC Irvine, I believe. I don't want to get this wrong, but I'm pretty sure it said he went to UC Irvine. But there's no record that he actually went to the school. Like, what the heck? What is this about? Some weird stuff, man. Some really weird stuff. But Shohei Ohtani is expected to speak to the media tomorrow. So that's pretty much all I got for you today on Phillies 24/7 for Sports Radio 94 WIP. I'm excited, man. Follow me on Twitter at @Rojas_media_. Four more days until the regular season starts. Spencer Strider versus Zach Wheeler at CBP. I know we're all excited. We're all stoked. If you're going down to the game on Thursday, I'm very jealous. I won't be able to go. But it's a very, very exciting this team, we're going to talk about it on Thursday. This team, it's going to be World Series or bust. I'm going to leave it at that. Phillies today, Francisco Rojas. I'll talk to you guys in a couple of days.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.